when the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep.
Love it. Love it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show in the 11 o'clock hour, hour number two. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada on this beautiful, beautiful day of Christmas Eve. I'm so glad you are with me today. And whatever you're doing, I've just been conversing with a few friends and listeners on online and on social media and even texting. And to Brad and Monica, thank you so much for being a part of the show and a part of my life now. They sent me a quick text. We as families need to hold those we love and care about close, share traditions, and make new traditions, and watch No Safe Spaces. That is a great idea. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and wish a very Merry Christmas to Jean this morning. Merry Christmas, Jean.
Good morning, Monica, and Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners. I was just, you know, in every swamp, there's always alligators, diapers, venomous diapers, you know, and we've got plenty of those from what I can see, in my opinion, but it's to me, it's not just government and our schools, you know, that are messed up. It's also our religious community, because to me, most of them have sold out for tax exemptions on all of their properties and the social programs to the government. They're under, to me, they're under the government control. They're no more than social gatherings on the weekend where they just take up two or three collections, so-called, for a social program that they've got in mind. And the people of God sitting around in the buildings with not enough heat in the winter, not enough food, not enough clothing, and, you know, and not enough coolant in the summer. It's ridiculous. Our country is fallen so far down from what it used to be that it's almost unrecognizable as what America used to be. And, you know, I mean, to me, our religious leaders, I don't know where they go to these colleges or schools to just learn socialism, communism, or, Plato and some of the others, Aristotle and all of those. Because if you really talk to them about the Bible, some of the deep stuff of the Bible, somebody that's never been to any of those seminary schools can out with them and out talk them. I mean, to my experience, what I've seen, I mean, some of them don't even know what Jesus is the door. And if they don't know that, I mean, what else don't they know? To me, it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's just it's all come down to money. Like Jesus said when he was talking to whose image does it have on it? He said, Caesar's. He said, render what to Caesar is Caesar's, to God what's God. And to me, those like that are not of God, and they're using our political system or our religious system as a political weapon against us.
Jean, you brought up an absolutely perfect point, though, in the movie Agenda, and the second in the series as well, shows that communists knew that they had to do this from the ground up, and it would take decades. And one of the communist platforms was to actually get people into the seminaries, to have people become religious leaders in all faiths so they could twist the word. So what you're saying is basically just something that has come to pass from something that the communists have planned all along. It's written. It's in their handbook. You know, people should really, you know, keep the Bible by their side and read it for themselves, not for what other people interpret it. Go to the Old Testament And also pick up a copy of the Communist Manifest. Pick up a copy of the Communist Rules, because you will read that and you will see every single thing that has happened. Taking over the religious entities, taking over the schools, taking over the government from within. That's how it all happens. You don't just sit and tell somebody that this is the way it should be. You infiltrate. You infiltrate, and that's where you make the changes, and that's exactly what they've done and what we're seeing now. So, Gene, congratulations. You saw it.
Thank you, Monica. Have a Merry Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas as well, Gene. Thank you so much for the call. And again, I urge you to make this a new Christmas tradition, and that is pick up the movies. Safe spaces. Pick up the movies Agenda and Agenda 2. Pick up the movie Enemies Within. And you will see for yourself the connections. These documentaries you may have never heard of because they're not going to get the publicity, because that is also of the agenda of the left, is to take over Hollywood, take over the message that is given to the masses. Because when you get the kids and you get the masses, the sheep, then you control the world. Because for the hardcore Christians out there, it is a struggle every single day with attendance. Attendance is down. Kids don't want to go because they have an influence outside of their lives from family, and that is school. And look at what your schools are teaching now. The agenda has been set for decades now, from the politicians down, starting with Bush Senior, of how they were going to start taking over the education system. And we have seen this over the last 30 years, and they've been successful. Because we're not teaching math, we're not teaching science, we're teaching we're teaching homosexuality. We're teaching pretty much everything that the Bible is against. We're teaching it to be acceptable. Because when you teach acceptability, when you teach the everybody's okay, live for everybody else, and that universalism, what are you teaching? You're teaching a one-world mentality. You're teaching a one-world society. And that's what they've had in mind all along. So get these movies, or get them for someone you love, and sit down and watch them. And get them before they're banned. Because one of the things that I was watching in Agenda, and they were really pushing YouTube. They were saying, get your YouTube channel, get your message out there, record your videos, what you want to say. We're saying that a lot. But these movies were also made 10 years ago. So they didn't see the takeover of social media by the social media giants. Because even now, found this story back on December 17th that I've been meaning to bring to you. YouTube is now banning wrong think. What is wrong think? Anything that disagrees with their agenda, that is wrong think. They are labeling it as hate. Just because I don't live a certain lifestyle doesn't mean that I hate it. It means that it's not for me. I can disagree with something and not hate it. There's a big difference. Yet the left, the radical left, has twisted everything so that if you disagree with something, you hate it. and you are not allowed to talk about it. And now, it looks as though YouTube is falling into that. We've already seen Facebook. We've already seen Twitter. The messages are still out there. You just have to dig a little deeper to find it. So there you go. Look it up for yourselves. And you will start seeing the pattern of how this is all gone. Why am I talking about this on the day of Christmas Eve? Because this country was founded not by just men. It was founded by women as well. Because back then, they believed in the family unit. The founding fathers spoke with their wives for their input. They're the ones that had to put everything on the line, but the wives were just there with them. You think Martha Washington just sat around and said, oh, yeah, go fight your little battle there. Thanks, George. It didn't work that way. But this country was founded on the principle of the Christian faith. That all men are created equal, under God. And the most impressive thing, and I'll go back to what Jean is saying in her call, that religious leaders are letting us down. They are letting us down. And that is one of the reasons why I don't go to a designated church. My husband and I celebrate Christ in our own way. Because the hypocrisy that you see, the hypocrisy of somebody telling you of sins of the flesh, and yet they're going out and spending church money on prostitutes. The hypocrisy of saying you need to give so we can take care of those in need. And yet megachurches don't open their doors to flood victims. It's hypocrisy, and I can't live that way. The best thing that I have seen, I almost want to say in my lifetime, is when that priest denied Joe Biden the sacrament. I'm not Catholic. And Catholic, that's hardcore. If you are a true Catholic. A friend of mine is a true Catholic. And when somebody else was talking with her about how horrible it was of that priest to deny Joe Biden the sacrament, she just said, no, it wasn't. It was his job. And the woman was blown away. And as Linda is telling me this story, I am just listening all intently, because even she has the willingness to say it. When you support abortion, when you fight for it, the death of children, the death of babies, you are going against the holy doctrine. So why wouldn't he be denied sacrament? Why is Nancy Pelosi out there stressing to the cameras that she's Catholic and her faith doesn't allow her to hate, and that she doesn't hate Trump? Yet she not only supports, but she celebrates the ability for women who don't know any better, who see a baby as a burden rather than a blessing, to just get rid of it. More babies have been killed than there are people that live in the United States of America because of politicians. Don't get me wrong. I actually support a woman's right to choose. Because there are people out there who don't live by a Christian or Catholic or doctrine. They don't live by God. And they have rights too. So I believe in a time limit of 8 weeks. Because if you don't know by then, well, you, God knows you shouldn't be a parent in the first place. Everybody has their different opinions. Everybody has their different views. And we do all have to live together. That's why we have laws and rules. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada on this day of Christmas Eve. We'll be back in just a moment with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Where did we go? Where did we go wrong? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. 884-9910 on this beautiful day, at least where I'm at. I'll have to say it. It's not raining or snowing or just, it's just kind of quiet out there. It's the day of Christmas Eve. I'm thinking about family and a ham dinner tonight because that is our traditional Christmas Eve. What's your tradition? We also get to open one present tonight. But then we have to wait for Santa and open all the presents tomorrow when all of the family is together. My nephews and actually it was a very nice surprise that we have some ill family members that I don't want to say that this may be their last Christmas, but you know, there's always that possibility. You never know when God decides he needs you and calls you home. So they have decided to get married in front of the Christmas tree tomorrow. And my mother, who is an officiant, she will be actually performing the ceremony. And with my dear new niece, I will be standing beside her. And my nephew's brother will be standing with him. And we'll have a lovely ceremony. So we're adding to the family, and it's going to make Christmas even more special. Because you think back, and when Jesus stopped by a certain wedding, yeah, made it nice. Corinthians just is always an inspiration. But we also have to think about society as it is a whole today. We're losing traditions. It's more about Santa than it is about Jesus and the baby Jesus, the Christ child. I was watching Jesse Waters out on the streets. People didn't know what the wise men brought. People didn't know where the baby Jesus was born. They knew it was in a manger, but they didn't know in what city. Watched a wonderful program the other day on Fox, which, by the way, we will have, starting tonight, some amazing Christmas shows tonight and tomorrow, so I hope you tune in. But the one I really loved was Pete Hegseth. investigates why Holy Land Christians are leaving Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus. And in the video, he actually takes you to the Church of the Nativity. He takes you around and talks with people. And again, how religion is politicized, because now people are saying that Jesus was Palestinian. He wasn't even Jewish. If you get a chance to watch this, watch it, because you should know what our world conflicts are all about. And it's a great eye-opener. Holy Land Christians are not just leaving Bethlehem. They are being pushed out because of the killings, because of the atmosphere. When do you value the life of your family over your religious beliefs? God gave you free will. He gave you common sense. He tells you when you ask, when you need to do something. And if that means leaving the Holy Land to save your family, he'll tell you. We'll be back after this Fox News update on this day of Christmas Eve as we broadcast live and local The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, probably not going for the alcohol, but a lot of people getting in the car and heading off for the holiday to family and friends. I hope no one is alone. Trust me, you're not alone, because I'll be thinking about you tonight and tomorrow. So know that I'm with you in spirit, as he is too. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I want you to understand, I usually don't speak of my religion. I was raised Presbyterian. I'm not so much a spiritualist, as in my mind, I am a good Christian. I don't go to church. I don't need to, because he knows I love him, and he knows that I know he loves me, and he knows I love him, and I put my faith in him. So I don't speak about this usually on the air, but today it's Christmas Eve. From here on out, I probably won't, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear your beliefs, your understandings of what we go through as a nation, why we were started, the blessings that we were given. If this nation is an experiment, who started it? Who gave the men, our founding fathers, the idea that this would be a good thing to do? May the Father of all mercies scatter light and not darkness upon our paths, and make us in all our several vocations useful here, and as his own due time and way everlastingly happy. Christmas prayer from George Washington, 1790. This nation was built on a foundation of Christianity and God. And it was going pretty well for about 100 years. 150. But in the 1900s, things started to go wrong. And people knew that if they could infiltrate, if they could bring their own message then they could change and destroy from within what we began. Or what they began. I wasn't there. So it's important for all of us in this day and age. In 2020, to speak up for what we believe in. I and many others of my generation were told you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion in public. Well, the communists weren't raised that way. The Marxists and socialists, the leftists, the progressives, whatever you want to call yourselves, they weren't raised that way. And they started changing young minds. And one of the ultimate goals was to infiltrate education. And they have. 100%. It's already been done. Just look at what kids are being taught today and what they're going to be taught tomorrow. So, buck stops here. We saw it in the 2016 election. 2020 is pretty much it. If we don't take back the country in 2020 and get rid of this whole idea of socialism, then it's just going to be finished off. Because if you look at everything that we do, everything that we have done over the past 100 years, we are about 80% a socialist country. Bigger government. More taxes. The government involved in every single aspect of your life. And it's not supposed to be that way. It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly on this very, very Merry Christmas Eve. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, thanks to you, Monica, and thanks to your neighbor, Pilgrim Radio, down there in Carson City. I learned about some good preachers and churches. There's Brian Borgman down in Minden, and an amazing Indian, Eastern Indian gentleman, Akash Sant Singh, over in Sparks. So things have really turned around. When I was there in 2007, 2008, and didn't really know about Pilgrim Radio, I went all the way down to Gardnerville, and it wasn't the kind of church that I was looking for, and so I nicknamed Nevada Sin State, affectionately. But things are good now.
They are definitely changing. I mean, when you have a priest actually come forward and deny the former vice president of the United States sacrament, some of our religious leaders are starting to wake up. So, Kelly, thank you so much for the call. 884-9910, it is the Monica Jay Show, live and local on this day of Christmas Eve. I hope you're celebrating with your family and your friends. And if you want a different take, you know, as I was talking about a text that Brad and Monica sent me earlier, start new traditions. I know this is probably not what you would think of for a Christmas tradition, but log on to patriotpost.us. patriotpost.us, and there is a wonderful article on there by Mark Alexander, and it's Christmas and our Patriot Founders. And he goes all the way back. He goes back to Caesar and the census and all that good stuff, and it's a good read. And maybe that's a read for the entire family. Goodness knows 'twas the night before Christmas is the classic. But you could add a couple of things, like Christmas and our Patriot founders. When you think about socialism nowadays, when you think about the radical left, I encourage you again to not only go and get the movies Agenda 1 and 2 and Enemies Within and No Safe Spaces and start watching these with your family members. Start watching them with the kids so they understand. Because if you don't, well, the ultimate goal of communism is going to take place. AOC is just a pretty face. Because if you look at the agenda, if you pick up that book that I was talking about, the Communist Handbook, or, you know, any one of the many that are out there, you will see, besides religion, getting into the seminaries, education, government, that the other big one, the other major thing that they take over, and literally the phrase coined, ecology, from a communist, a known communist, is the Green New Deal and environmentalism. You get Hollywood on board, and then you get government. Again, I go back. It's all about control. And when you watch Agenda and Agenda 2, it's perfectly clear. It doesn't get any clearer than what is coming from those two films. And the man who took the time and put all of it together, Chris Bowers, deserves our utmost respect for what he has dedicated his life to. I mean, that's pretty incredible. All right, we will be back with my favorite Christmas song. Actually, it's just my favorite song. Just in general. I could listen to it for hours on end over and over and over. So we'll be back with that right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Monica J. Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on this day of Christmas, and I am so glad that you are with me today. I really appreciate it. So, 'twas the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give, but to see just who in the home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsels, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by the fire, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a somber thought came through my mind. For this house was different, so dark and dreary. I knew I had found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly. I heard stories about them. I had to see more, so I walked down the hall and pushed open the door. And there he lay, sleeping silent, alone, curled up on the floor in his one-bedroom home. His face so gentle, his room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I had just read? Curled up in his poncho, a floor for his bed? His head was clean-shaven, his weathered face tan. I soon understood this was more than a man. For I realized the families that I saw that night owed their lives to these men who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play. All grown-ups would celebrate on a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like this one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. Just the very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. "Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core." With that, he rolled over and drifted off to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I watched him for hours, so silent and still. I noticed he shivered from the cold night's chill. So I took off my jacket, the one made of red, and I covered the soldier from his toes to his head. And I put on his T-shirt of gray and black with an eagle and an army patch embroidered on back. And although it barely fit me, I began to swell with pride. And for a shining moment, I was United States Army deep inside. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, whispered with a voice so clean and pure, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all, a good night. I have three wishes for you as I close out my show today. I thank you so much for spending just a portion of your holiday with me. I ask God for three things: to bless you, to guide you, and to always protect you. I'll leave you now with my favorite Christmas song and my favorite song of all time. Merry Christmas.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. She broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, baby,
Christmas to all you and your family from 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show. I'll be back with you on Thursday. God bless.